Wes Naiman's first love was creative writing, but a while back he realized people are more likely to look at a single image, like a painting, than they are to sit down and read an entire book or essay. So he shifted his storytelling palette and began taking pictures.
I think I was able to apply my sort of weird narrative brain to photographs and be able to try to tell a story within one single frame.
Naiman makes a decent living shooting commercially, and when time allows, he dives into various creative projects for himself. The one that's catapulted him into a kind of a weird fame is the Scotch Tape series. The concept? Invite friends into his studio, use invisible tape to manipulate their faces, and photograph it.
You could pull the jowls out and spread the eyeball even wider and then bend the lips down. There was a lot of drooling going on here. It's hard to keep your saliva in your mouth.
The way the transparent tape causes face flesh to protrude gives the images a strange three-dimensional quality, and for the most part, people's expressions are frozen in these looks of astonishment.
They do their poses, and then at the end, I would try to have them remove the tape with only their facial muscles. So that way you get these really distorted chins moving around and eyeballs because they're trying to stretch the tape off with just their face.
Perhaps one of the best known of Naiman's photographs is the one of Rebecca Wiggins, a local actress. For the shoot, she arrived at his studio with a well-formed idea of what she wanted to do.
My outfit was a giant 1930s raccoon fur coat and tons of vintage jewelry. My idea was like a socialite who's continually trying to fit in until they kind of turn themselves into a monster.
When you look at the image Naiman shot of Rebecca, half her lip is taped all the way to the side of her smashed nose, and she's got this creepy, wide-eyed smile with one eye taped almost completely shut, the other eerily gawking at the viewer.
It's kind of a sad image when I think about what it meant to me doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like every human, I struggle with major physical insecurities, and it's just a statement on in trying to fit in, we end up bastardizing natural beauty. So maybe that's why it spoke to some people, especially women.
Naiman's work reached a wider audience when, while out on a local shoot photographing a Breaking Bad Walter White lookalike contest, he told another photographer from Wired magazine about the Scotch Tape series. As a result, Naiman ended up photographing some of their staff, and a layout of his work, including Rebecca's photo, was published in an online version of the magazine. After that, media outlets came calling to use the images. New York Daily News, Huffington Post. Rebecca got word from her baby sister.
She's like, you're on BuzzFeed today. I was like, what? Yeah, and then it just blew up. It was crazy.
2 days later, I've got maybe 100 emails from China, Iran, Russia, Norway, Dubai, rolling in and kept going for months and months and months.
The project went viral, spreading to every continent. Rebecca's image was blown up 10 feet tall and hung on a lamppost at an art fair in Germany.
And I just was blown away. I was like, oh my God, this is getting beyond my control, my power. I don't even know how this is happening. Reaching a mass audience on such a massive scale with your artwork. I can cross that off my bucket list now, you know?
Recently, Naiman got a mystery check in the mail, and he had no idea what the money was for. It turns out it was from the Ripley's company, you know, of Ripley's Believe It or Not. Rebecca's image, along with a few other Scotch tapers, were published in their Dare to Look book, the annual penultimate collection of weird.
People like to be in Ripley's. That's a feather in their cap. That is high recognition to most people.
Edward Meyer is vice president of Ripley's Exhibits and Archives.
The photos are funny. I think you're going to have a gut reaction to them that this is pretty strange. What the heck is wrong with this? You know, the lady on the far right with her lip all coiled up, that makes me giggle.
The book is printed in 17 languages and distributed across the globe. Meanwhile, Naiman is already on to his next creative project, shooting portraits of people dressed in the oh-so-flattering Tidy Whiteys. In Albuquerque, I'm Rita Daniels. And a layout of his work, including Rebecca's photo, was published in the online magazine. And a layout of his work, including Rebecca's photo, was published in an online version of the magazine. And a layout of his work, including Rebecca's photo, was published in an online version of the magazine. and a layout of his work, and a layout of his work, including Rebecca's photo, was published in an online version of the magazine.